Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to an occasional podcast series called Joy in the Morning. This is episode 13. Joy in the Morning, morning spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. These are occasional podcasts I put together when I've had some reflections on the impact of the death of my mother earlier this year on myself. She died back in February, and it's today early June. And I'm up at one of my favourite places in the world, a place called Dunstable Downs. And I come here every now and again to spend extra time thinking, praying, talking to God about things I'm feeling, things I'm thinking, asking for his insight, talking things over, and reflecting and thinking about the last few days and weeks, and thinking ahead to the next few days, weeks, or even months, doing some planning. And when the visitor center is open at Dunstable Downs, then I'll often go in there and sit afterwards, after I've had a good walk round up the downs and around and past the Whipsnade Tree Cathedral. That's a whole other story. Amazing spot. So that's often what I do. And then, but the main spot for me is at the end of the downs, nearest to Dunstable, because from there I can see Luton. And some of you might wonder why I would want to see Luton, but Luton is where I was born 60 years ago, just a few months back, 60 years. And I can just see, if I take my binoculars with me, I can just see the outline of the building that my father worked in 60 years ago when he worked for SKF, Ball Bearings Manufacturers. I can't see the house we lived in, but although I have been back there, but I can see the general area. And so whenever I go up to that spot, I'm minded about my early life, about which I remember nothing because we moved away from there when I was a year and a half old. But I reflect back to the fact that that's where my life began, and it's where my father and mother lived, and where my mother gave me birth, and where my mother nurtured me. And of course, today, as I was up there, my first time back up there since Mum died, because I was thinking a lot about her and actually taking some time to talk to her a bit too, thinking about the fact that she knew this view. I know that my mother and father and took me up there. It's very steep to get up there, so they must have, well, they were young, so I suppose they were young and fit, and pushed me up in a pushchair or pram all the way to the top, and we used to be up there. And of course, I remember it not, but the views I could see today are the same views that they would have seen 60 years ago, and in fact, I suppose I would have seen, although I don't remember them. So to be there today was special, and it certainly helped me to reconnect with Mum and feel so grateful for her. And every time I'm up there, I think about Mum and Dad, and I thank God for them, and I thank God that they gave me birth, they gave me life, they nurtured me. That's my early life was safe with them. And in particular, of course, today I was thinking about the fact that they nurtured in me a faith that I have today that I'm so grateful for. As I'm up there thanking God for them, it's only because they nurtured that faith. So I'm tremendously grateful, and it was just lovely to be up there and to be in a special place. And I realized actually one of the things that happened as I got to that spot and looked back across to Luton, I realized there was a little bit of trepidation in my heart, a little bit of fear, because this is one of those special places that's special for me and my memories of Dad and Mum. And it's a place where I've often thanked God for Mum and thought about how lucky I am that despite all her disability, despite the terrible toll that rheumatoid arthritis took on her body, she was willing to give me birth. I mean, that must have been so challenging. And to look after me as a baby, as an infant, which must have been, I know, was so painful, so difficult for her. I'll tell you a story another time if you like. But, and so going back there, I realized, oh, I'm a bit afraid. I'm a bit afraid that this is going to be too much. Going back somewhere that means so much. I feel the connection with Mum up there pretty much as strongly as I feel it anywhere. And I feel it very strongly at her graveside now. I feel it very strongly when I'm in her little office that she, room that she had in the house. I feel it a few places, but that's one of the places, and I hadn't been up at Dunstable, was one of the places, and I hadn't been back there. And I got to the top and I thought, I don't even know if I really want to be here. It was a strange feeling, because I did want to be there, and then again I didn't. And I felt fearful and I felt grateful. I can't explain it. It was a very strange combination. But I am glad. I'm glad I went back. Sometimes I suppose we have to go back. We have to go back somewhere where there's a mixture of feelings, a mixture for me of gratitude and of pain, fear of the pain, of remembering that this is now the first time I've been back, and I've talked to Mum, and I'm not going to be able to ring her up and say, hey Mum, as I always did. I'd ring her up every time I came up to Dunstable and ring and say, hey Mum, guess where I was today? I was at Dunstable. I'd go, oh yes, I remember it well. Yes, we used to push you up there in the pram. Yes, we used to go for walks around there. And I won't be able to do that this time. This is the first time. So there are, aren't there, I suppose, after bereavement, there are all of these first times. There was my first birthday after she died. There was Dad's first birthday after she died. My sister's first birthday. I mean, there's all these firsts. And this is my first time back to Dunstable. And it was moving and a little painful, but I'm really glad. I'm just very glad, I suppose that's what I want to say. I am glad I came back. And difficult as it was well worth it, and helped me to be, again, I guess, reconnected again with Mum in a special way, yes, because I don't want to lose that connection. Of course, as time goes by, I fear losing that sense of connection with Mum. But this is one of the places I know I can come back to and refresh that sense of being connected to Mum, to her love, and all that she means to me. Anyway, I don't know if that means anything to any of you listening to this, and perhaps, is there a place to go back to for you? Is there a place you've been putting off going back to? A house, a special spot like I have here at Dunstable that means a lot in your relationship with someone you've lost? Maybe it's time to go back there. Or maybe it's time to prepare yourself to go back. It's just a thought. Well, in any case, I hope these thoughts have been helpful to you. As usual, I really record them for myself, not for anybody else, as I talk and write. That's how I figure out what I'm thinking and feeling. And as usual, I'm offering you this without any editing. I don't have time, so it's just going up raw as it is. And I hope and pray that for you, even today, that even though weeping may remain for a night, joy cometh in the morning. Till the next time, take care and God bless.